Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio.
Welcome to Gamertag Radio, episode 1367. This is your host, Danny Pena, and also joining me here, we have the one and only Paris Lilly. What's up, Paris?
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Good, good. Yo, it's been almost 2 months. We haven't done a live recording. We've been releasing episodes on the podcast, but yo, our schedule has been insane for two months.
You know what I don't like?
What?
You're right. It has been a long time since we've properly done GTR and recording, but you've been in my life way too much the past few weeks. I've seen you way too much over the past few weeks, and I need a break.
There's no break because you're going to see me again one of these days. There's no break. No break. Nah, but it's been great. We've been we went to the Dragon Age event. That was a very cool event because we got to see a lot of people we haven't seen in a long time. But we have great content from that event, and it's coming up later this week. So make sure to stay tuned. We have other stuff coming up that we can't really say just yet. But
what stuff? What are you talking about?
Stuff. That's what I would say. We got stuff. Okay. But make sure follow us on social media, and also listen to the podcast because it's going to be a surprise. That's all I will say is a surprise. P is not going to be joining us. He's, probably on tour somewhere in Europe. Who knows?
As I say, he's in the freaking Poconos. Peter the Poconos. That's where he's at.
Yo, what's up with Pete, man? Always traveling. Yo, you got to invite us, bro. You know, he sent us all these pictures. I'm like, wow, living the great life. And we're here stuck in L.A. You know, it's all good. All right, we're going to start here the show. But first, head over to Gamertag Radio. Listen to our past episodes. Make sure to subscribe. You'll find us on any podcast app. And now that we're back and slowly recording live again, we would love to get questions from you guys. We have a lot of games coming out at the end of the year and also early next year. So you probably got some questions about it, you know. So make sure to contact us. And this is how you can be part of Fan Mail.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
Keep it real, man. You know, like, I mean, nobody's surprised that Sony finally talked about the console. Once I got to see the price, I'm like, at first, Paris, I thought this was going to be like maybe 500, maybe the most 600. Yo, when I saw 699, I'm like, oof. I don't know the reaction because I was doing stuff. I was out. So what like, I got this. I was busy doing stuff.
Doing what?
What do you got to know, man? I can't talk about it. Look, I was busy. But I finally got to see the video or the presentation. With Mark Cerny, and here's the thing. I don't know what is the point of getting this console now, man. Like, I'm happy with my current PlayStation 5 console. Like, I'm happy with it. Even let's say Xbox announced, like, oh, we have a Xbox Pro. I don't get it. Like, I don't know what is the purpose of getting that. Like, look, if you want to upgrade, yo, get a PC, in my opinion. You know? Now, a Nintendo Switch 2, that's a different conversation. It's a brand new console. It's a... You know, it's way more powerful, potentially more powerful than the current one right now. Right? But I think I'm happy with both current consoles. Like, I don't feel like I don't need to upgrade. Like, I play with the S, I play with the X, I play with the PlayStation 5, you know. But it's interesting seeing the reactions from everybody online. Like, it hasn't really been positive at all, man. Like, people are, like, either not happy about the presentation or they wanted to see more. You know, I think the only game that they showed during the presentation that hasn't been out yet was the Assassin's Creed game. That's about it. Everything else is just games that already has been, you know, been out and it's been out now for like a couple of years, you know? So I want to get to hear your thoughts about PlayStation 5 Pro, Paris, because it's been a very interesting conversation seeing that online the past couple of days.
All right. So let me jump into this conversation. No, I'm be serious. What you're saying is what you just said is what I think most people are saying, right? Like, I thought it was going to be $650. That was my thought in my head. So when I saw it was $700, I was like, oof, that's a little bit pricey. But the point that you made, you're happy with your current PS5. You're happy with your current Series X, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. The Pro models are not made for everyone. They're made for the enthusiast crowd. They're made for people that want more performance. They want more frames per second. They want all the bells and whistles as far as fidelity turned on. And it seems like the PS5 Pro is going to be able to do that. Obviously, early results, people arguing, oh, some games aren't going to do 60. We really don't 100% know until, I know Digital Foundry, I guess they're testing some stuff right now, and we start seeing more developers actually start, making games for the PS5 Pro that will truly see what the performance of it's going to look like. People got to remember, this PSSR is essentially PlayStation's equivalent of NVIDIA's DLSS. So, and I'm not saying it's going to be as good as DLSS. We don't know until we, get the real world results. But if they're able to increase frames per second, have the resolution at 4K, turn on all the bells and whistles at a high frame rate. So in other words, if they're able to do 4K 60 with ray tracing and all that enabled, that's what a certain sector of the gaming community is going to want to see. You asked me before the show if I play with performance mode on or I go with standard. I go performance because I do want the high frames. I want 60 frames per second, but I understand that comes at a cost on console. You're not going to get the ray tracing. You're not going to get the full fidelity, right? That's what happens. Obviously, it's being upscaled from a lower resolution to have it at 4K, things like that. But what the Pro is saying is, you're not going to have to sacrifice all that to have 60 frames per second at 4K. You're going to get all the bells and whistles enabled. But to the point, not everyone's going to want to spend $700 on that. Not everyone's going to want to go, because I've seen that online all day. Oh, just go build a PC. To build a PC that is to build a PC that can do what the PS5 Pro is going to do. I'm from St. Pete, sorry. You're not spending $700. You're going to spend more than that. You just are. People can nickel and dime and find bargains. I get all that. But the average person is going to wind up spending more than $700 to get that type of performance that the PlayStation 5 Pro is potentially going to be able to do. So here's what I will say. There's an audience for this. 100%. It will have decent sales. Absolutely will. People will be willing to go spend the $700 to get it because games like Grand Theft Auto 6 are coming out next year. They're going to want the quote-unquote definitive version of a game on console. It's going to be on the PS5 Pro for this generation because Xbox is not doing a mid-gen refresh. Phil Spencer has gone on record and said they're not going to do that. They don't think they need to. And I agree. For them, they probably should wait till the next generation of gaming. They should focus their strategy on the future, not the present. Clearly, PlayStation's strategy is different. They're mimicking what they did during the last generation. I bought a PS4 Pro last gen. I also bought an Xbox One X last gen. I've said many times, I don't regret it, but ultimately, I wish there wasn't a need to do it. Because I thought last gen was a half measure with those consoles. We're finding out this gen, again, another half measure where the marketing said they were going to do one thing, but ultimately they couldn't do it. So here we go with another mid-gen refresh. Would I get a PS5 Pro? Probably. But I'm the exception.
I got
my high-end PC. I got like I like having the latest grid. My dumbass went and bought an iPhone 16 Pro Max. I don't need it.
I mean,
bought it anyways.
You bought a Vision thing from Apple.
You're going too far. I didn't ask you to get
that. Was expensive.
stay out of my pockets. Okay. No, but that's the point. But yeah. I'm the exception. I'm not the average consumer. I get that, right? The average consumer, and I said this online during the week. The average consumer, like, you basically got a few different choices. You go spend $700 and buy a PS5 Pro. Mm-hmm. You can go build a PC, or you can keep what you got and keep playing. Because all the games are still coming to the PlayStation 5. It's not like they're magically not going to be on PS5. They're going to be there. And last time I checked, Returnal, God of War, Ratchet & Clank, Spider-Man, all of them look great on the PS5 right now. So it's not, again, it's if you care about the tech specs of I got to have ray tracing on. I got to have it at 60 and all that. That is what the PS5 Pro is going to provide you. But not everyone cares about that. And my advice is, if you don't care about that, don't upgrade to it. But if you do and you want to, you got the money, go ahead and do it. My thing is that I've seen online. Stop worrying about how other people spend their money. Ultimately, is my thing. If somebody wants to spend $700 on it, let them go do it. God bless them. If they don't, God bless them. It doesn't matter. It's not you. You are the individual with your money. You get to decide what matters to you. Some people is going to matter. That's why you saw the add-on drive for the PS5 Pro on Amazon wind up being a bestseller, because people, there is an audience for it. People are anticipating it. They want to make sure that they can go buy it now so it's not sold out, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think the PS5 Pro this November is going to do well. My only thing is I wish they would have had new experiences to show off. Like my theory, like, you know, we were talking during the week before. My theory was maybe Insomniac will have Spider-Man 2 DLC and they could use that to showcase the PS5 Pro. We didn't get that with what Mark Cerny showed. There's obviously some games coming up from third party this holiday that potentially could do it. Maybe Assassin's Creed Shadows might do it. Maybe Dragon Age might do it. Hell, maybe even Black Ops 6. We don't know. You know what I mean? So let's see what third party does with it. But I would like to see new first party content from PlayStation. I guess allegedly some state of play is still coming, what Grubb said. So maybe that's the opportunity for them to do it. I don't know. The PS5 Pro. I also will say this because I know people don't like hearing it. Phil Spencer told you all this back in March at GDC. He told you.
He did.
That it is getting harder to subsidize this hardware. So this is why you're seeing a $700 PS5 Pro, because the manufacturing costs have not gone down. And all you can look at it in a simple way. The Xbox One X, the S, the PS5 with a disc, the PS5 all digital, all came out in 2020, right?
Mm-hmm.
Price ain't changed. And it's 2024 going on 2025. If anything, the price might have went up in some instances. That should tell you everything you know. This console generation is an anomaly because of that fact. Where at this point in time, you probably should be able to get like a PS5 for like $300, right? The Series S should probably be $199 or $150, and they're not, because they can't lower the prices on them. They're going to lose too much money. And that's where the business aspect of this comes in. So you're going to have a $700 PS5 Pro as a result, but there's going to be people that are still willing to go spend the money for it. Whereas some people won't, and that's fine. Because last time I checked, you can still go get an all digital PS5 for $450. In some places, you can get it for $400. So it's not like that price is $700, because the one thing I saw yesterday, and Jez had posted, do we think the next generation of gaming, the prices are going to go up and now consoles are going to be $700? And my response was the entry price, keyword here, entry price is not going to be $700 for PlayStation 6 or whatever the next Xbox is going to be, because the average consumer is not going to spend that amount of money on it. And then what will happen is the console business will suffer, because you're going to be priced out of it at that point. Sure, the enthusiasts will run out and go spend $700 for a PlayStation 6, but not the again, I bring it up every time. My wife ain't doing that. There's no effing way she's doing that. There's no way. She's $700. Well, you better get an Atari 2600 or something. She's not going to do that. And most consumers are not going to spend that amount of money. The whole point of consoles is to give you an affordable, easy to use entry point into gaming. And if now all of a sudden that entry point is $700, hell, you might as well just get an iPhone or something at that point, because that's too much. So do I think there will be $700-$800 consoles in the next generation? Yes, but not the bare bones one. Mm-hmm. And if that were to happen, do you know who's going to be excited to hear that news? You know who would love to hear that news?
Who?
The executives that reside in Kyoto, Japan, a.k.a. Nintendo, because Nintendo is not going to have an $800 Switch 2. That thing will be $400 at most. So if all of a sudden the PlayStation 6 and the next Xbox are $700, Nintendo is going to clean up more than they already have, because they will essentially be the most affordable console on the market. Even 100%. Though they typically are anyways, but now by a wide margin. So no, that's not going to happen.
I mean, but Paris, people want power. If you want power, this is going to happen. Like, you know, that's why I said about this years back, and people were like, oh, this is dumb. Xbox Series S, that's an entry point right there, Paris. You buy that console for cheap, and you have an option to buy that for cheap, or go high end and buy the most expensive console, which is the Series X. You know,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
There's going to be choice. I'm not saying that there won't be super expensive consoles that have all the bells and whistles and all of that. Of course there will, because there are dummies like me that will go spend the money to go get it. That's the point that I'm making. But that's not the average consumer. They're not going to do that. Mm-hmm. So you got to have an affordable console. 500 seems to be the limit that they can push with that. And even then, like I said, Xbox had a $300 option for you. PlayStation had a 400, because wasn't it originally 400, the all digital? And then it went up to 450, but 450, 300, or 400 or 450 was the PS5 all digital.
Yeah, yeah. But there were less consoles of that. I remember when it came out, mm-hmm. people were having issues pre-ordering that, but there was a lot of disc drive ones.
Yeah.
Which was more expensive, you know?
Yeah, of course. Of course. Yeah, and I'm not saying that won't happen again, but I am saying that there's going to be an option that they're going to have something that's going to be more affordable than the quote unquote high end version of it. People see the price of this Pro and think now that the next PlayStation is going to cost that much. I refuse to believe that. I just don't think so. That PlayStation would be doing more harm than good, because you know what will really happen, Danny? And we're actually seeing it this generation. People will just stay on the PlayStation 5. They won't upgrade.
And guess what?
Madden and Call of Duty and all that, Fortnite, they're all still going to be on the PS5.
And
you won't see an evolution of gaming because the new hardware is too expensive.
And that's why companies stick with still making games for the older consoles, because look, at the end of the day, this is a business. They need to make money. There's not look, if you compare, there's way more PlayStation 4 than PlayStation 5 still to this day, way more. So of course companies are going to still make games on PS4 because there's a bigger audience, and that will sell a lot of copies, you know. But when you say that to people, like the folks that they think they know it all, on social media, they flip out. They're like, oh, this is why gaming is like, it's always behind, because we're not moving forward. Back in the days, it made a lot of sense for companies to keep it moving and not create games on the older consoles. But this time is a different conversation when it comes to that stuff, man. You know, like Black Ops 6, you can still play that on the PS4 when it comes out. Like it's going to be available there. You know, it's an option, you know, but I think we need to be prepared mentally of like all the changes coming up. Like, this is why consoles are more expensive. Companies are still making games for the old console. And that's why you see more and more, especially Xbox and now PlayStation with the Lego Horizon, where they're doing multi-platform content, because at the end of the day, this is a business. They need to have the games out there even more, man, because if it's not selling, what is the other option? You know, not just releasing on PC. They need to, hey, let's experiment. Let's release this game on the Switch. There's a good audience that probably will love to play our content. And maybe that will help them, the consumer, to get into our ecosystem by doing that. Like, I see it, but it's sad when people still don't see that. You know, like, it's like, we got to get used to it. It's going to be more expensive later on. Like, gaming, making games is expensive. It's not cheap. It's not cheap at all, man.
I said it in January, I think, and people was cooking me for it. The business of gaming is changing. Is Xbox being more aggressive at that change? Yes. But PlayStation is changing too. And people need to understand that it's about, the bottom line is about making money. It's not about, you know, console wars and all this other ridiculous stuff that we see. You're going to start seeing games show up on more platforms. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're going to have some expensive hardware, but you're also going to see some things that are going to be more affordable without all the bells and whistles, because they have to have an entry point to get consumers in there. You cannot, PlayStation and Xbox is not Apple. Apple, we'll charge whatever we want, because these people just buy it anyways. But even then, what do the cell companies do? They subsidize it. You don't have to go spend $1,500, go get an iPhone. You can sign a contract with T-Mobile and they get you the phone for free. But now you're locked into them for 3 or 4 years. You know what I'm saying? So people need to realize that gaming is supposed to be a somewhat affordable hobby. Sure, there's high end stuff. I mean, hell, you know, we got our PCs that are ridiculous, right? But I don't have to have that to play a game. We're just talking about Warhammer, right? Mm-hmm. You're playing it on PC. I could play it on PC, but guess what? I got an Xbox. I play that on the damn Series S if I want to. That's $300. Yeah. Yep. I'm playing it. Mm-hmm. It's a game that I'm playing. It's the same game that you're playing. It's just yours is going to look a lot more prettier than mine. That's the only difference. Excuse me. So I don't know. I don't agree with that, that people think all of a sudden the entry point for console gaming is going to explode to this high expensive amount. Don't agree with that. If I'm wrong, then I'm wrong, and I'll be the first to admit I'm wrong. But that doesn't make sense to me that they would do that. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. But as far as PS5 Pro goes, there's an audience for it. Like I said, I wish it was cheaper. It's not. But there's people that will be willing to spend that amount of money. I just hope they showcase more games that take advantage of it. That would be my only thing. But obviously this was just a 9-minute tech preview. They still got time, obviously, until November to be able to do that.
Now, let me ask you, and I posted on Twitch, if there's anybody that would like to call in and maybe have some thoughts about our conversation, maybe a question, you know, we'll let you in and we could do that real quick. But very quick, Paris, I was going to ask you, I don't see it, but just I'm doing throw it out there, just ask, do you think Xbox is going to do the same? I don't think so, personally. I think they're still going to continue with the current consoles, maybe the experiment with other stuff. But do you see Xbox creating a pro version?
No.
Yeah.
Phil said they're not. He already said it.
He did say that.
Yeah, he said that a year ago, I think.
Yeah.
They're not going to do that.
And now,
what they could do within this current generation, which even then I don't think they are, would be that handheld. That'd be the only thing.
That makes sense.
But I don't think they'll do that. I think that's a next gen thing. I think that'll be whatever their next generation offering is.
And that would be cheap. So maybe like a Steam Deck.
What are we calling cheap? I think, since we're talking about the handheld.
Cheaper, not cheap, but cheaper than a Pro.
I think if you're going to do it right, it's probably $499.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because I can see that. And I know rumors have already kind of said it already, but it just makes sense. Switch 2 is probably $400. And Switch 2 is essentially going to be the equivalent of a PS4 or an Xbox One.
Uh-huh.
So if they're going to have, if Xbox is going to have a handheld that can play next generation gaming, Steam Deck, obviously Rogue Ally, stuff like that, It's probably $500. That'd be my guess.
I can see that. I could definitely see that.
Yeah.
Because you know, and look, I know there was some dumb articles out there. I'm like, really? Come on. Where they were saying the reason why the PlayStation 5 Pro is at $700 is because there's no competition. I don't think so. I think it's because it's just expensive. That's one. That's like the most important thing. But competition. Why blame the other company is not doing it? Like, I don't see the purpose of saying that. I think it's because technology just got so expensive to, you know, to have it for a cheaper price. You know, that's what I think.
Well, think of it this way. I call it the sparkly Xbox, Series X
sparkly
with 2 terabytes and a disk drive.
Yeah.
Is $600.
Yeah.
So they're charging you $100 more for more performance. Doesn't have a disc, but for more performance. Again, this goes back to what I'm saying. Manufacturing costs of these things have not gone down. Yeah, they can get away with charging $700 because they're going to look at their competition, which has not made a mid-gen refresh. We're quote-unquote only $100 more than them. So in that sense, there is still a competition there. PlayStation right now would not have, like I said, I think it should have been $650. But they weren't going to make that thing $600. You're fooling yourself. Not when the goddamn PlayStation 5 in Europe is $550. They're going to go for $50 more. Here's the Pro. No, they're going to charge you more for that. So if you think of it that way, they're charging you $150 more. Yeah, you don't have the disc. Obviously, you add the disc, it's even more. I get it. But if, if, because we don't know yet,
if
the performance is what Mark Cerny is saying, and Mark Cerny doesn't lie, so I believe him, then in comparison to that same performance you would get on a PC, the price isn't crazy. I wish it was cheaper. I want to be clear on that. I'm not justifying it. I wish it was cheaper, but it's not crazy to be $700 is all I'm saying.
Yo, imagine Australia. It's probably even more expensive.
It's like in the thousands.
Oh, my God. Even Brazil, because of the taxes and everything. Oh, my God. Crazy expensive.
What we were saying before.
Yeah.
You don't have to buy it.
You don't.
Uncharted 12 will play on a PlayStation 5, so you don't have to buy a Pro to play Uncharted.
12?
Grand Theft Auto 6 will be playable on a PlayStation 5. You don't have to get the Pro to play it. Astrobot right now is playable on a PlayStation 5, so you don't need a Pro to play it. It's an optional upgrade because you want all the bells and whistles. So if you don't want to spend that amount of money for it, keep what you got.
Yeah,
that's all.
Yeah, I think you know what it is, Paris. I think people are mad because it's like you, like they want to just buy it day one, but they just don't have the money. And look, man, things are expensive, man. Like I get it, but guess what? Look, Dragon Age, all these games is coming out later this year. I still could play on my current console. Like it's not, you know, I'm not gonna miss out. You know, I'd rather buy a game $60 to $70. Then completely miss out, you know, like if you don't have a console, that's different. Like you don't have nothing, then you can't play it, you know, but if you have the current PS5, you're fine. You're good. You're good. You're good.
Can I slightly change the subject? Cause I want to read this.
Sure.
People in the chat was like, if I had a rant, so
this is Twitch,
my rant.
This is Twitch chat.
No, this is on Twitter. I just happened to see it.
Oh, okay.
So, and I've said this a few times actually over the last couple of weeks. I was like, Astrobot game of the year. I just say it. I know I say it halfway make some people mad who have not played it, but I've said it because I do believe it. It is the best game I've played this year. That Prince of Persia are probably my top two right now if I had to say game of the year. But that's me. So I said that again. I go, Astrobot win a game of the year. So here's a response that I just saw. Got Xbox logos all in his profile. So that tells you right there. If Astrobot wins game of the year is exactly why we should boycott this BS. No innovation in any way. Just a ripoff from other games. Game Awards is truly looking like the Oscars. Same shit, different toilet, sad face emojis. It Takes Two won game of the year, 3 years ago, right?
So Yeah, it did. Was that 2 or 3 years ago?
I think
that was 2021. 2021, right?
Yeah. Okay. I remember, what was it? I'm saying it wrong, but Sekiro? Sekiro, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was also Game of the Year. Yeah. That was in 2019, I think it was. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Damn, I still remember.
It is insane to me that people, because you have not played the game. See, I always point these out because I can tell you haven't played the game. Because it'll be someone with an Xbox logo or a Nintendo logo that hasn't played the game and says, oh, it's just a Mario ripoff. Yeah, so what? It's a love letter to the 3D Mario games, if anything. And it is celebrated the 30 years of PlayStation at the same time. But if you have played the game, you will have a grin on your face the entire time because it's fun as hell to play. And when you get to them later challenge levels, it ain't easy.
It's not easy.
So,
not easy.
Isn't the formula for a great game that you're having fun? Isn't that supposed to be the whole point of playing games is to have fun and not these stupid bragging rights because of a platform? I don't care if Astrobot is on PlayStation. I really don't. Astrobot could be on the freaking Tandy 2198 and I would love it. It doesn't matter.
Game
and people argue over this platform shit way too much. It's so dumb. So dumb. And because I even take you back, I guess that would have been 2021. I don't know if you remember. There was a little platforming game that came out that was on Xbox that I thought should have been game of the year. Because
oh, Psychonauts. So Psychonauts 2. Yes.
It didn't win anything.
And that's an amazing game.
Look, without saying names, I remember a certain person from Double Fine that we saw after the Game Awards that was not happy that they didn't win anything.
Yeah. So I remember.
The point I'm making on this is I want a platformer, a Mario, an Astro Bot, a Psychonauts. I would love to see it win Game of the Year because guess what? Platformers is what got me into gaming. Do we really need to go back to 1985 with Super Mario Brothers? That started it all. You can't tell me the first time you saw 3D Mario on the N64, you think that was the greatest thing ever made. Like, oh my God, I can't believe we're doing this. Mm-hmm. It's cartoons and we get to play it. It was amazing. I'll never forget the first time I played Mario Galaxy, right? It's like platformers, if anything, have been getting snubbed in the Game of the Year conversation. They deserve their shine is the point that I'm trying to make. So here's a game that universally, anyone that has played it from start to finish says, God damn, that was a great game. Goddamn. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Like the conversations that I had and when I was up at Kind of Funny 2 weeks ago before they did the review and we were just talking privately about it. Everybody was just loving it. I look at the comments online. Everyone loves the freaking game. You know who doesn't love the game? People who haven't played the game and it's not on their favorite brand. So they have to knock it down. So whoa, we can't celebrate a game because it's not on my brand. That is so stupid to me. So no, I will not back down of what I said. I think Astro Bot should win Game of the Year. Absolutely, I think it should. And I will be very happy to see a game like that win Game of the Year because we need more games like that to win Game of the Year. If anything, we need more games like that in this industry that are just fun to play. All ages can play it. Everyone can enjoy it. And not the nonsense that we've seen of these exploding AAA budgets and people getting all this other stuff that, in other words, it was a shorter experience that was fun as hell to play from start to finish. I want more of those. So, no, I will not back away from Astro Bot being Game of the Year because it's not on Xbox. Who cares?
Hey, look.
That makes no sense to me. And like I said before.
Yeah.
Show me the person that has played that game from start to finish and say they didn't have a good time.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
GTR, let's talk about our sponsor for this episode, and that's Turtle Beach, the number one brand in gaming headsets and accessories. Their new Gen 3 Stealth 600 headset picks up so much crystal clear sound. It's basically cheating. I was using this the whole time when I was playing the Black Ops 6 beta. I got to hear the bullets, got to hear the enemy trying to be slick to, you know, trying to attack me from behind. No way, man. Thanks to these headset, I got a couple wins, man, with my team, man. I even hear my companions when they're like, you know, we're running around and doing our own thing, man. So honestly, great, great quality. And not only that, the headset is very comfortable. That's one of the issues that I have when I play using other headsets. Like after a while, I got to take it off. I got to take a little break. But honestly, got to wear this for hours and it was great, man. I was feeling comfortable the whole time while playing Black Ops, and other games too on Steam. Best of all, I know I talked about PC, but guess what? Turtle Beach has a Stealth 600 models for you console gamers, also PlayStation and Xbox. And of course, you part of the PC Master Race, you can use this too. One headset fits all your systems. Whether you're a casual gamer or not, Turtle Beach has the right headset for you. And guess what, GTR listeners? Take advantage of this deal. For a limited time only, our listeners get 10% off their order when you use promo code GTR at TurtleBeach.com. That's 10% off your order at TurtleBeach.com with promo code GTR. Not only that, I'm going to wrap it up right here. But not only that, Turtle Beach, their headset of this, the Stealth 600 headset, has a insane battery life, 80-hour battery life with a quick charge. So you rarely have to think about charging. Just go, connect, play, and you're all set. So GTR listeners, take advantage of this right now. Get the ultimate immersive gaming experience with Turtle Beach today for a limited time only. Head over to turtlebeach.com and use promo code GTR.
This is Gamertag Radio.
I haven't met not even one person, honestly. But here's the thing, Paris. Like, I think First of all, it's rare to see a family platformer game to get Game of the Year. It's been a long time. It's been decades, man, I think, you know. So typically, some of the games that we get to see that is like Game of the Year, the majority the past couple of years has been like mature games. But like you know how fun it was playing Astrobot and having my nine-month-old baby, our daughter, just looking at the screen and just loving the sound effects, the colors. And I even let her use the controller, like doing the motion thing, and she was just laughing and smiling. Mm-hmm. Gaming supposed to be universal. It's not about the brand. It's not about the genre. Like it's more about, is it fun? Does it make you feel good? Like that's what it's all about, man. You know, and seeing that, I'm like, wow, I wish more people see more of that joy than, you know, the nonsense that we get to see online. Cause look, the people are always going to be complaining. Are the ones that, like you said, they haven't played a game or they just don't have access to that, you know, but I'm happy to see this, man. And I'm glad that, Timo Sobel, they went all out with this game, all out. Like the surprise cameos, the way how the game ended, even the credits, just everything has been like just great, man. I see somebody sent me a message here on our chat here on Riverside. Let me see. Hey, if you want to give us a call, man, and I'll let you in. That's the other thing I'll say. But yeah, Parasite, just that, bro. I think this year has been great so far with all the games that has been coming out of the past couple months here. But yo, Astrobot has been my highlight of this year, yo. It's been phenomenal.
When I played it, if you go back to Summer Game Fest, because you played it too at Summer Game Fest, was it?
Just no, like, you know what?
So you didn't say it because I know you played it.
Here's a crazy thing. Before you say anything, Paris, I only heard what you had to say and Rihanna had to say. Mm-hmm. The only thing I got from Summer Game Fest at the booth was the sheet T-shirt. I was like, all right, and I didn't see anything besides the trailer from the showcase. Was it the showcase or State of Play? I can't remember one of those two that they showed. That got me excited and curious about this game. So I went in not knowing anything and I started playing it. And bro, I think that was like the best thing that I didn't get to play that game at Summer Game Fest, because playing it at home for the first time, oh my God, it's a different feeling, bro. It was just mind blowing for me, man. It was so good.
And that's what I'm saying. It was like at Summer Game Fest, I remember, and I had to jump through hoops to get to the appointment. So shout out to PlayStation for getting me in. But
yeah,
when I sat down for that hour and played it, I was like, oh, this is going to be special. And I said it then. You can go back, roll the tape, what we talked about then. I know I got a video up on my own YouTube channel talking about it. I said it then. You could tell just off of that first hour, oh, this is going to be special. This is going to be a great game. Mm-hmm. And it was. And it actually exceeded my expectations in it, because so many fun surprises that you get to pull out of that game. And the fact that they're going to continue to support it with DLC moving forward. Why not celebrate a game like that? That's what I don't understand. I don't understand why people. Well, no, actually, I do understand why.
Yo, you do understand. You know why. It's not even. Yeah.
Not celebrate a great game. Because here's the thing. And people say, oh, this is a ripoff of this.
Wait, sorry. Hold on a second. Can you send it to me through Discord? It's hard. It's so sorry. I don't know what happened here. We were like in she said there's like a thing that she posted here about Team of Sobe. I can't find it. Just send it to me through WhatsApp, please. Like it's hard to. I don't even know what Paris was saying.
Yeah, I forget what I was saying too. No, I was saying something about why not just celebrate a great game? If a game's great, because you know, the people that, oh, it's a ripoff of Mario and this and other, but that's the whole point of gaming, is a great game comes out, will inspire the next team to make something, to try and make and exceed what the inspiration was. So that's why I say I look at Astrobot and it's just a love letter to the, because I it was so funny, I was saying to guys that kind of funny, I was joking with Tim and I go, did Team Sobe secretly kidnap the Mario team to make this game? Because
A lot of influence.
Like in other words, that's a good thing. Like, oh my God, you're living up to a very high standard when we talk about those 3D Mario games. And the fact that it can sit right there toe-to-toe with those games is great. I love it. I absolutely love it. And this will probably inspire another team to try and make something like an Astrobot or Mario 2. That's great.
Or Banjo.
Let's keep it real.
Yeah, maybe. But let's keep it real.
Never know. Yeah.
You know the Mario team saw Astrobot, and you know they're working on that 3D Mario for the Switch too. Boy, I can't wait.
Yo, they're like, wait. Oh my God, we gotta step up our game.
I cannot wait. When Switch 2 launches with that 3D Mario, I'm their day freaking one.
By the way, I have the message here from Rhi. She just sent to me. She took a screenshot of it. Honestly, it was really hard to read all this message here, but she said, also worth noting, Team Asobi had so many folks from the studios that were shut down.
Yep.
And this was their way of saying thanks for the memories.
Yeah.
To the franchises they loved and lost. And then she wrote, Astrobot is soul food gaming.
Yes, 100%.
100%.
That's the point. It was honoring the past of PlayStation. And I think they did a great job of it. They did it in a very fun way.
You know, not only PlayStation, but also third party companies too.
Yeah, of course.
It's good. I think is there anything else, Faris? We had a great conversation here about PS4, PlayStation 5 Pro and Astrobot. This has been a very PlayStation episode.
Yeah, I guess the only other thing is I'm going to urgent care after this call because I cut my thumb. Yeah, like I literally can't play video games right now. I cut my thumb. And it's been bleeding since yesterday, so I think I better go to urgent care.
But you see, Paris, if you had Kinect, you could go like this and start playing it.
Wow.
At least you could do that.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
That was your fault. You told Phil to his face, I don't like Kinect. Yeah. And look, this is not, now you can't play games. That's your fault. It's all your fault.
Because I see Tanya. Shout out to Tanya. Honestly, it's been so great to see Tanya over the last few weeks as well.
Oh, shout out to her.
Literally all over the country. I swear I've been seeing Tanya. But I was changing a light bulb in our kitchen, and we got like these. They're not a standard light bulb. It's like unique light bulb. Anyways, I'm trying to push it in, and I'm pushing it in with my hand, and the glass broke, and a chunk of the glass like went right deep into my thumb. I had to get tweezers to pull out a chunk of glass, and it was just bleeding everywhere. And then the bleeding kind of stopped, so I was like, "All right, I think I'm good." And then in the middle of the night, I banged my thumb like on something. And I was like, oh shit, am I bleeding again? And sure enough, like 3 o'clock in the morning, I was bleeding again, and it's not stopped since. So I better, I probably just need to get a stitch.
Yeah, I think you should do that before football starts.
I know. That's why you need to stop talking so I can leave.
Hey, what the heck is your problem? Everyone, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Gamertag Radio also, or watching, you know. Sorry that the Twitch version, the quality is not that great, but I hope it sounds good. That's the most important thing. But we still do the live stream and all that stuff still. But tomorrow I'm actually going to be streaming. Make sure to go to twitch.tv/GamerTagRadio. I'll be there playing Star Wars Outlaws and having some conversation there about voting and all that stuff. So make sure to check it out. That's tomorrow. Also, we have more content coming up this week. All I would say is this. We have Dragon Age. We have a couple more stuff. Future.
What else?
Future content. Future. What else we got? Why you got to do that, Paris? Why you got to do that? You know exactly what I'm talking about. I think you should. Jump.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Jump, like, you know.
Boy, I can't wait till I tell the story.
I just said, like, crisscross. Jump.
I can't wait to tell that story, man.
No, you're not. Make sure to check out our content that's coming up in the future, and so you don't miss it. It's a pretty good, dope conversation. And is there anything else, Paris? I know we're going to be traveling again in the future, but I don't know. I think we're good. Are we going to be on live next week? I can't remember. I got to double check. Let me double check the schedule.
Maybe.
We might be live next. No, next week we could go live next week.
Yeah, it's crazy all the traveling we're doing. Like, you and I told you this offline. Like, I literally could not be here right now. I had to turn down something. I'm like, gee, I ain't been
here
3 weeks.
Same here. Yo, I've been traveling almost every week for 2 months. Almost 2 months. I need a break. So this is like my break.
Oh my God, Tanya, you're right. Now, I'm not officially going to TwitchCon, but it's in my hood. So I will be around for TwitchCon for the offsite refreshments and
not the official con.
Yeah.
Not the official con.
Yeah.
It's a lot, man. It's a lot. It's hard to keep up, you know?
So I have to tell the story before we go, because I want this in the podcast.
Okay.
So when Danny and I did Dragon Age event, we went to the airport together. Right now, I get into the United Sky Club. Let's just put it this way.
I know we're gonna talk about it.
So I'm telling Danny before we even go, I'm like, hey, we get to the airport. I'm going to the Sky Club. I'm just letting you know. So Danny was like, hey, you think I could get in too? I was like, I don't know, man. I go, it's only supposed to be just me. But hey, what's the worst they can do? They can just tell us no. Let's go to the Sky Club together. So I roll up in the Sky Club, give my ID. Like, how you doing, Mr. Lilly? Thank you, Mr. Lilly. And I was like, can I bring a guest in with me? And they're like, is he a Sky Club member? I was like, nope, he can't come in here.
He's like, $59.99. I'm like, all right, Parrot. Look, I would have paid if I was there like for a couple more hours, I would have done it.
Hey.
But yo, what the hell am I gonna do for 30 minutes? Like, well, 40. It was like 40 minutes or so. And I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. I'm just gonna leave. And I just left.
Yeah. The best part was he took a picture outside the Sky Club while I was sitting in. Yo, I was in there chilling too. I had my drinks. I had full on breakfast. I was drinking vodka at 10 a.m. Oh, it was great. VIP. I love the Sky Club. He said to me, what did you say? He was like, I'm out here struggling.
Help. You're struggling. Help. In caps, help.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Like, I've done those lounges. Like, yo, it's comfy and it's like food and TV and it's comfortable. Yo, some of them even have like a shower. You can just chill. Like, yo, it's pretty good, man.
So
it's pretty dope.
So I've done the LAX one. Like I said, I just did the San Francisco one. But let me tell you, the best one, London. Oh my God.
Oh, London. Yo, that's my bucket list. I gotta
go over there. They had everything was VIP. Like, I literally just sat in the lounge, hand and foot. Waiter was on me. Anything you want, any kind of food you want, any kind of drink you want. Oh my God, it was. I didn't want to leave. I wanted them to cancel my flight. I could stay there the rest of my life.
You could stay there forever. Yeah. Forever, forever, ever.
And forever, ever. Oh my God, it was so good.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. That's funny, man. I totally forgot about that story. Yo, I'm with it. My parents like, oh man, I can't wait to get a drink. Yo, as soon as I said no, I'm like, turn around, flip back.
To the point, like I would say, if you were in there for like a couple hours, it'd have been that 60.
Oh, I would have paid. I would have paid. No, I would have paid.
On breakfast buffet. Soon as I walked in, right? Anything you can think of, and then they're like, sir, would you like a drink? And I go, can I get something from the bar? Of course, 24 hours a day. I was like, I'll take a vodka and tonic, please.
Yo, you know what it is? You know what it is? Like, I honestly, paying that is even cheaper than going to a restaurant at an airport. It's cheaper.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was so good.
Yeah. But I only had like less than an hour. I'm like, it doesn't make any sense for me to do this, man, for that amount. I'm like, let me just.
You're like, I'm struggling.
I'm struggling.
It's so funny.
But you know what's funny? The funny part is, I walked out. And there was another lounge by my gate. So I'm like, yo, why are they throwing this to my face, man? Yeah. What the hell's their problem?
So,
yeah.
You know, I ain't even going to say it. But the next time we travel, I'm just letting you know right now, I'm going to be at Sky Club.
Okay. Hey, we'll leave early and we'll do it.
Yeah.
I don't even know if we're going to same flight. I don't know, but we'll see. All right, everyone. Thank you for listening to Gamertag Radio, episode 1367. We'll be back here next week with more content. Make sure to check out our bonus content coming up very, very soon. And until next time, we're out. Later.
Peace.
Later.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.